Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. We hope you had a wonderful holiday season. Very grateful to be back in your ear again. We took a bit of a break to kind of regroup on some things and excited about what 2025 is going to bring. We're going to have some special guests coming on. We're going to do some mini series. And again, our intentions have always been to help you on your own personal journey, particularly as it relates to business. And we're going to get to that in a minute. We also are very grateful for the downloads, to see the numbers growing. We hope that we help. We hope that if it helps one listener, that's good enough for us. So thank you with that. And along those lines, if you hear anything in here that you think will be helpful, just hit that share button and share it with some pals, some buddies, some business owners, some people work in business, whatever the platform is, make sure that you share it with them. And again, the more people we can influence in certain ways, the more impact we can have, which is going to lead me into our topic today. And that is, business is a platform. Business is a platform. So what do I mean by the statement? When you are in business, you're in a position, you have a platform to influence others. You can either influence them in a negative way or a positive way, but you are in a position and you have a platform in business to influence others, either in a positive or a negative way. The choice is often yours to make. The choice is often yours to make. Before I go into a few examples, I want to mention that very few of us are not somehow in business. If you're listening to this going, look, I'm not a business owner. I work for somebody else. Why would I even want to care about your message? Well, let me get to do that. Very few of us somehow are not in business. One, we either own a business. Two, we want to own a business. That I'm going to get into more detail on that one in further episodes. So one, we own a business. We want to own one. The third one is we run a business for someone else. Or fourth, we work for someone else, and regardless of the position, we can influence those with whom we engage. Back to the example, there's very few of us that are not in business somehow, and there's four different ways. So what do I mean? What do I mean by business is a platform to have a positive impact? Yeah, you can have a positive or negative one. Obviously, I would not be talking about having a negative impact on this podcast. So let's talk about have a positive impact. And I'm going to give a few examples of that. I'm going to give four examples. First of all, are you doing your best to treat others with dignity and respect? Are you doing your best to treat others with dignity and respect? Questions to consider. Are you selling something that you can provide? Some of my biggest failures, my biggest mistakes were selling something that I could not provide. I was in a position or put in a position to say, I just don't believe in what we're selling. I can't provide that. Ask yourself that question. Are you selling something you can actually provide? What about the people that you work with that have a different view? Are you treating them with dignity and respect? If they have a different opinion, if they think things can be better, if they can improve, you hear the examples of entrepreneurship. Actually, there it's intrapreneurship, but it's just a matter of playing with the words. You have people inside your company that have the intentions to make things better. They see things differently. How are you treating them? Corporations can get very political, and whose decision is this? Idea is this? What do we do here? How are you treating the people that have a different view than the one that you have? Are you treating them with dignity and respect? Another question, how do you handle things when you need to have a performance-based discussion? How do you handle things when you need to have a performance-based discussion? You can have those hard conversations. You can handle them, deal with those things in the right way, in a way that treats others with dignity and respect. We're going to go through this as we go through this this podcast over the next couple of years. We'll just keep going through it and through it and through it. You can handle hard conversations with people in a way that makes sure that you protect their dignity and respect. All right, so the second thing to ask yourself about how you're doing business, are you giving back somehow to the community? You can have community service projects. There's an art to that. There's an art to community service projects. They're not to be things that you check off. There's not to be things that you go, look at us, look what we're doing, look who we're serving. Yes, there's an appropriate place to do a promotion, to say, look at the importance of serving and look who we're serving. But again, it's an art. You want to try to remove the fact of how good you are and what you're doing and say, look who we're serving and the needs. So do you have community service projects? And also, are you just donating money to those that need it? It doesn't necessarily have to be a big community service project. I've made mistakes sometimes where I've said, oh, you know what? I'm going to make it about helping them and I'm going to serve them. I'm going to do all these kind of things. Sometimes you're better off just writing the check. Writing the check. And then thirdly, what kind of customer service are you giving? Are you having a positive impact in the way that you give customer service? Are you warm? Are you warm on the phone? Do you have that warm, helpful voice? Are you helpful? Are you giving information that's helpful to them? And here we shift towards the harder thing. Are you giving the truth? Are you giving them the truth, even when it's difficult? Again, you can give great customer service even when it's difficult, but it all starts with the intentions. Are you trying to be helpful? Are you having a positive impact? And then the fourth one, and this can be tough to think about or get your head around. Fourth one. If you're in a leadership position, are you leading them in a way you would or should want your kids to be led? I mentioned the should in there because sometimes people lead their kids the same way that they lead people at work, and it's not good. We hear that all the time about lousy parenting. So you should be, but how are you leading the people that you work for? Are you leading them in a way that you would or should want your kids to be led? That question was asked of me many, many years ago, and I've never forgotten it. A few points on that. Are you asking questions? When you're leading people, are you asking questions? Are you making assumptions before you ask the questions? Are you making assumptions? Are they loaded questions? When I say ask questions, say, you know, what's happening here? What's going on? Why did you make that decision? What was the error created? It becomes less personal and more about the error or the process. Ask questions. Are you compassionate? Absolutely nothing wrong at all with being compassionate when you're leading people. And then thirdly, are you coaching them? Are you coaching them? Coaching them is more of on the harder side of the conversation, but it is a gift when you coach someone. Are you saying, all right, so what happened here? And we go through the steps. Or what's happening here? You ask the questions. They identified it. It turned out to be something that they could have done better. Then are you coaching them? Are you coaching them in a way that says you care about them? There's plenty to cover on this topic. Plenty to cover on this topic about how you do business. Books have been written about this. More should be written about this. Or maybe just the key points should be covered over and over and over again about that topic. However, it starts with intentions. So let me circle back to where I started. Are we using our platforms in business to have a positive or a negative impact? If there's anything at all I can do to help or my team can do to help, you can find me at jd@circleofthepanda.com. And with this, I'll conclude this episode. I wish you all the best and peace to you.